Live from the Rich Eisen Show studio in Los Angeles.
Congratulations. Before I lose the entire audience, I want to raise my glass here to Aaron Rodgers.
This is the Rich Eisen Show.
I love him.
With guest host Susie Schuster. Earlier on the show, VSIN managing editor Brent Musburger. Coming up, CBS Sports NFL analyst Amy Trask. Writer and director of Disney Plus's Chang Can Dunk, Jingyi Zhao. And now, it's Susie Schuster.
Back with you here on the Rich Eisen Show. Hour two, hour one was amazing because I love Brent Musburger and his stories are gorgeous. So if you want to check those out, please do. Go to our YouTube page, youtube.com/Rich Eisen Show. Call us 844-204-RICH because Chris Brockman is answering all the calls today.
I am.
He's got nothing to do besides grab the big reveal coming up soon. And he'd love to talk to you. He really likes to talk to everybody. So please call in 844-204-RICH. I know there's a couple calls. Please don't hang up. Roll through because I've got Amy Trask with me, the Princess of Darkness, who walked in with her own tote bag that says Princess of Darkness. Hi, Amy.
Hi, Suze. I love that you reference Brent's stories as gorgeous because I use that word to describe football games. Like, what a gorgeous game or a gorgeous play. We're kind of feeling each other on the gorgeous when it comes to, you know, using a descriptive word.
I feel like having you back on was a must-do after that last show. I just felt like we had something going on here where...
I think we do, and I also think, fair warning, I'm getting kind of comfortable in this chair.
By the way, you look good in that chair.
Kind of comfortable.
Yeah, you look good in that chair. You know what I get a kick out of here is the whole talk show host look down on somebody. Rich has the whole chemistry and the whole psychology. You know about that. Johnny Carson believed he always sat above somebody to look down on them. I feel like I could raise your chair up.
As long as you don't put a booster chair out here, because that would be a little, you know, I had a lot of booster chairs growing up. But I could always sit, you know, cross-legged, raise myself up.
Watch us here on the Roku channel, channel 210. You know, I tell everybody this, that I'm an idiot, so I love Roku because it makes it easier. I just click two things on the app and I listen to the show in the car, and then I basically spend the time texting TJ and Chris when I think something that Rich said is annoying. Rich is on a break,
factual,
as you all know.
Amy, factual.
It is true, TJ. Do I text in once a show? What do we think?
I'd say maybe like two to four times a week, just depending.
Right.
Yeah. So it's not every show you don't text in, but yeah.
It's embarrassing. I look like such a
but everyone in your text
like a soccer mom.
No, why don't you go with caring spouse?
Yeah.
Caring spouse, loving wife, supportive other. I don't know. Go with something good.
Know-it-all.
Oh, you could do that too.
Anyway, you can have a mimosa. Mimosa Friday. Well, TJ,
I also brought some, maybe I brought some treats and stuff like that.
So the whole beautiful thing about having Amy Trask on, the Princess of Darkness, CBS sports analyst, and of course the former CEO of the Raiders, I don't know, maybe most important woman in the history of football, but that's just me saying it. I'm just saying, you know.
Rich, give the woman a raise.
Raise, please. I get the hair and makeup for free that I can walk around looking like,
Susie,
you know, this all day.
You give Rich a raise if you want.
Yeah, that's fine. I'll take that. So anyway, I just thought, you know, having you on, maybe we'd up it a notch. We're going to talk Aaron Rodgers, obviously, and we're going to talk Lamar Jackson, and we can talk about anything else you like because you're you. But we thought we would try to bring in a little something special to the show this Friday. What did you bring, Andrew? What did you bring yesterday? Not much. Okay, whatever, just saying. A little ice cream for the 10 o'clock hour.
Yeah.
10, 11, 12, 1. Okay, it's 1 o'clock on the East Coast.
And really, it doesn't matter because, by the way, I'm not going to name names.
Okay.
Because the first rule of Fight Club, you don't talk about Fight Club.
Okay.
But I'm going to give a shout out to the person with the Rich Eisen Show who went in and had some of the mint chocolate chip for breakfast.
Yeah, that was Chris Brockman, who ate an entire pint.
Well, this is the thing. And now that you've named him, I'm going to say, Chris, you put back the pint with about that much ice cream left.
Oh,
and if you know anything about me,
I don't know.
You won't be surprised to know that pint's gone now.
You finished it?
I went in after you.
Yeah, you did.
I finished it up, gone, because I had to make room for a pint that I put in. So, you know, you're going to put a pint back with that much ice cream in it when I'm here. That pint ain't living.
Were you at all worried that Chris double dipped in that pint, or did you see him put it in? You didn't care.
I wouldn't care. Would you have cared?
Are you a double dipper?
I don't know what that means. Well,
Did you eat straight out of it?
I put it into a cup.
Oh, so
well,
civilized.
I ate straight out of the pint, but I finished the pint.
But you finished
it,
so that's totally fine. Yeah.
844-204 Rich is the number to call. Please call because Chris Brockman wants to talk to you. I'm just saying. So just call in.
I definitely
in.
Do.
Whatever you want to talk about, we'll take it. Just.
I may start calling in, by the way. On days when I'm not here, I may just call in to talk to Chris.
844-204 Rich. Normally it's Adam, but he basically took the day off and didn't tell any of us. So, I mean, I'm just saying. So now it's all up to Chris.
He'll handle
call
it.
In. 844-204
He's had his ice cream.
Yeah, should up? We jump into this Aaron Rodgers thing, Amy?
Sure.
Can you just tell me what's going on? I find this story to be somewhat tedious at this point because, as I said to start the show, if you and I were negotiating this, this would be done by now.
Well, you're absolutely right, and I will share with you my thoughts on negotiation and why I just can't stand everything that I'm reading and hearing right now. But I want to mention something that Aaron Rodgers said a week or so ago that really resonated with me. He said, to those people who are complaining that they're hearing too much about the story, that they're, you know, that they're talking too much about the story, that Aaron is saying too much, he said, so stop reading. Stop listening. If you're tired of hearing me talk, if you're tired of reading about what I'm saying, stop listening, stop reading. I thought that was wise advice.
I think it's great advice, and I think that what Brent Musburger said in the first hour was really apropos, which is, it's March Madness, and all we're talking about is Aaron Rodgers.
Well, and as to your negotiation point, I have a very, very different approach to negotiations than most people. We always hear that phrase, let's sit across the table from one another and negotiate. Well, if the goal is to get a deal, how about we sit next to one another and we collaborate? If the goal of a negotiation is to get a deal, it doesn't need to be a quid pro quo. It doesn't need to be a tit for tat. You sit down. Susie shares, here's what's important to me in the negotiation, Aim. I say, here's what's important to me in the negotiation or in the deal, Susie, because we don't need to negotiate. If something's important to you and I don't care about it, have it. And please do the same for me. And we're going to figure this out. I can't stand the posturing. I can't stand the quid pro quo. If the goal is to make a deal, collaborate and make a deal. Each party to this jigsaw puzzle, if you will, has a play that he or that it can make, the Jets, the Packers, Aaron, just sit down and collaborate and make a deal.
I have so many questions for you, Amy Trask. First of all, who has the leverage?
Well, everybody has a piece of strength, I will say, in the deal. The Packers have a player under contract that the Jets want. The Jets are looking to take off the Packers' financials a player they no longer want. Aaron can say to the Packers, be reasonable with the team I want to go to, or by the way, I'm coming back and I'll see you. And everybody's going to push back and say, Amy, he's not really going to do that. Well, maybe he won't, but he can. And everybody's going to say, well, you know, the Packers don't want to give him up for a little bit. Well, would they rather have him show up? And the Jets aren't going to want to give up too much. Okay, how much is too much? If everybody just takes a deep breath and recognize that each one of these parties has some strength they bring to the discussion, and each party has some weakness. The Jets clearly want him. Aaron clearly wants to go there. The Packers clearly want him gone. Sit down and make a deal.
Why wouldn't the Jets have done all of that before they got on the plane to come out here?
That's a great question. I don't know if they tried and got nowhere. I don't know if they didn't try. I don't know if it was an oversight. I don't know if it was intentional. I don't know if it was an ownership-driven strategy or a management-driven strategy, if it was a strategy at all, or if it was an oopsies.
So if
that's
you
a technical legal term I learned in oopsies. Law school. Oopsies.
Oopsies, yeah. I thought that was something that you probably got with your JD. If you were advising Al, and this is Al, what would you tell him?
Well, first of all, Your Honor, objection, that assumes facts not in evidence that Al would have accepted any advice in this situation. But you're right. I certainly would have tried. And I would have said this, find a way to make a deal. If you know what you're willing to give, don't play games. If you know what you're willing to give and they're going to take it, fine. If they're not, soul search, decide if you're willing to give some more. And if you're not, you better have a plan B.
Amy Trask here on The Rich Eisen Show. Susie Schuster in for Rich, who has been pacing around the house about this. And I've heard Brockman going after him, saying, just give him the picks, do whatever, make it happen. Rich is, of course, freaking out. You can't give them the picks. They need to build around whoever they're going to have in as QB. But
okay, then the question for you to ask Rich when he's pacing and ranting, although I know he doesn't really
yes,
rant.
He does. Yes, he does.
Oh, he's ranting.
Oh, he paces him, and rants and paces.
And ask him, okay, Rich, and do what? If the Jets will not give to the Packers what the Packers want, and if the Packers are unyielding such that the Jets decide not to go forward, and do what? Now, I think the and do what should be they should be talking to Lamar Jackson as an and do what, or maybe as an and or an or an other than. That whole Lamar Jackson thing is another conversation altogether.
Oh, we're going to get to that.
But the question, Rich, is if the Jets don't get this deal done, they better have asked themselves the question and answered, and do what? And they better have a good answer to that.
It seems to me at this point, all they talk about is, and this is every story. Okay, if Aaron Rodgers comes, they're immediately a playoff team, blah, blah, blah. So isn't this a league where business comes first and winning is all that matters? Why wouldn't they just say, screw it?
Depends on the team. 32 different businesses owned by 32 different controlling owners. And I use that expression because it's a league requirement that there be one controlling owner, even when there are multiple owners. All 32 look at that differently. There's a wide revenue gap between the highest revenue clubs and the lowest revenue clubs. So money does take on more of a meaning to some clubs than to others. There's a lot of considerations. I worked for a team owner who was a football man, and that was both a positive and a negative in a financial sense. He wanted to do what he wanted to do without regard to finances, and then it was always, Amy, go find the money. But all the money came from the football team. It wasn't a family where there was wealth in other areas like other teams.
So the Packers and Jets discrepancy should be fairly large, then, I would imagine. That's a lot of money for Aaron Rodgers.
Are you talking about what's on the Packers roster? And by the way, everybody keeps saying, to your point you made earlier, and I'm sorry to go back to that and digress, but everybody keeps saying the Packers have all the leverage. The Packers have all the leverage. No, they don't. Neither do the Jets. Neither does Aaron. They each have a piece of strength, and they each have an area where they're going to have to give. Do the Packers really want Aaron coming back and saying, hi, I'm here. First day of school, I'm here. Now, a lot of people say Aaron won't do that, and he might well not, but he can.
And he's a wild card, and he doesn't want to be told what to do, if that's very clear.
Do any of us really want to be told what to do? I don't.
No, it makes me insane.
It doesn't really work well with me either.
No, not so well. Not so great.
But you know, Amy, let me ask you this. Mike Florio brought this up yesterday. Last year, or was it the year before, Aaron was very specific in his language when he said he was immunized instead of vaccinated. And with Pat, he said the word intention. Do you think he's playing games with language and that he's giving himself kind of an out or a loophole to just blow this whole thing up if he doesn't get what he wants in the immediate and just retire?
Mike Florio raised a great, great, great point, and the answer is I don't know if he used the word intent or intention with that intent to leave himself an out, but it certainly can be an out. So whether he did it with the, and I'm using the word intent 7,000 times, whether he used the word intent or intention with that intent, I don't know. But, you know, I intend to not eat ice cream every morning for breakfast. But I do. I don't say I'm not going to eat ice cream every morning for breakfast. But Aaron's point is fair, whether it was intended as an out or not. It's not done till it's done. Anyone can change their mind. The Packers can change their mind. Jordan Love, and I'm not wishing this on anyone, and it's not a jinx, but you know, Jordan Love could be on a bicycle tomorrow and hurt his knee, and then the Packers might have to rethink this. Someone at the Jets may all of a sudden decide to pick up the phone and call Lamar Jackson. Anything can change for any of these three parties. As I learned in business, it ain't done until it's done.
Do you think this, let me play off of that. Is this one of the more confounding, so publicly done negotiations you've seen?
Boy, I'd have to go back a lot of years. It certainly is up there. I don't know. I'd have to think about what some others are. I guess the fun part is I keep getting older every year, but I keep being surprised every year, and I keep being stunned every year, and every year there's something that's a bit of a surprise. This is certainly up there, Susie. I don't know if it's the top one.
Amy Trask, Susie Schuster here on The Rich Eisen Show. And Chris, like we talked about this earlier, time frame, who knows? I mean, this is kind of like, it seems like you've got two big egos squaring off against each other. And people keep saying and keep asking their guests, like, what do you think the time frame is? But we've got the draft coming up. You'd think they'd want to get this settled before the draft. Obviously, right. Picks are in order. This BS about September, come on. It's not going to go to September.
And the other thing you want, if you're the Jets and you're giving up considerable consideration, if you're giving up picks, if you're giving up a lot to get Aaron, you want him there for the whole off-season program. And we know he didn't participate last year. And I made this comment last year when Aaron was complaining that the receivers weren't in sync with him. Well, hey, pal, you want your receivers to be in sync with you, go to the off-season program and sync up. In other words, I don't think you get it both ways. I don't think you get to opt not to go, which is your right since it's voluntary, and yet complain that you're not in sync if you don't go. If I'm the Jets, that's part of my negotiation with Aaron, which is we want you, but we need you all in. We need you here syncing up, and I would be stunned if Aaron doesn't do that. But in order to do that, they need to get this deal done.
What do you think some two of the guys that we're not really talking about, but they're directly affected here, like Zach Wilson and Jordan Love, well, how do you feel those guys are feeling about watching all of this play out?
That's exactly what they're doing. They're watching it play out. And I don't know either of those men personally, so I don't know how they're reacting to it. They're certainly comporting themselves very, very well publicly. I don't know what they're saying behind the scenes.
Let's have a little fun here, right? Because, okay, there's camera seven. Say that you were like, you're sitting across from the Packers and the Jets. With your experience, that's them. Aaron's there. The Jets are here. The Packers. What do you say to them?
I say, stop negotiating. Stop playing games. This need not be a quid pro quo. This need not be a tit for tat. Find a way to make a deal. And I ask each of them to say, here's what we're willing to yield on. Here's what we're willing to forego. Work together and collaborate to make a deal. Don't negotiate to win. A negotiation doesn't have to be a win-loss. Find a way to get it done if that's what you want to do.
And then end the national nightmare, because we have to move on to something else. I mean, don't you think? I mean, no one's talking about anything else. Maybe a little bit of Lamar Jackson, a little bit about, I don't know, Chris, like, I'm trying to think of what is more interesting in the NFL. We just need some more stories than this.
Well, the Bears have had a good free agency run. So have the Dolphins. So, their kind of moves are getting kind of pushed to the back burner a little bit. The Giants have had a nice offseason. The Eagles have lost some players, but they kept Darius Slay today. But, yeah, these two quarterbacks are just kind of dominating the headlines until something gets done. We're just going to keep talking about it.
But you're not suggesting New York media is going to, have a heyday with this no matter what, are you?
And
the back pages have been awesome.
It's fun to have something to talk about on the back pages again. And also, I think that the relationship, Amy, with the media and the players is so different now. It used to be you'd walk in a room, there were a couple people there that were the national voices, and they commanded respect. I don't think that relationship is anything like it used to be. So I don't think Aaron Rodgers cares about the New York media. He doesn't care. He's a 39-year-old guy who has shown that he doesn't have to answer to anybody. He'll only go on Pat McAfee, right? So I think and I heard somebody else talking about this on the way in. Can't wait to see him with the New York media. I don't think he cares.
Well, you raise a great point. It's national media now. When I started my career, first of all, kids today, when I started my career in the NFL, there was no social media. There were no Zooms. You wanted to get something from the league office. They faxed it to you. You guys know what a fax is, right? Because Google it. That's how we got things speedy. Remember the Edelstein paper? The Edelstein letter? That was how media was in those days. There were exactly what you said. Some beat people, columnists, reporters, a few national. But media today, it's all over. It's a very different landscape. And social media is media.
Yeah, no kidding. Anybody can walk in there with a phone and their media. We're going to take a quick break, Amy. We're going to come back, talk Lamar Jackson. We're also going to talk ice cream, because I want to bring something special here to Roku Channel. And, it's not enough to bring mimosas. We're going to have an ice cream throwdown when we come back. So we're going to take a quick break here on The Rich Eisen Show. When we're back, it's ice cream galore. See you in a minute, guys. Get your spoons.
Have you noticed how a lot of insurance commercials are kind of gimmicky? They've got jingles and mascots, and they try to be real cute and clever. But really what matters, in fact, it's the only thing that matters, is the insurance, which is why I want to tell you about NJM. Because for over 100 years, NJM has been going about their business protecting their clients' biggest investments, their homes and their cars, with award-winning customer service. The most important thing is knowing you have the right coverage with a company you can rely on when you need them. And that's NJM. When you apply for an auto, home, or renter's policy, NJM will work with you to ensure you get the coverage that's just right for you. And when you upgrade to NJM, you could save real money on your auto insurance. Better service and possible savings. No jingles, no mascots, just great insurance. NJM. Visit njm.com/podcast for a quote to see how much you could save on your auto insurance. njm.com/podcast.
Youth football is all about style and fun, and the NFL celebrates that through Play Football, an initiative aimed at creating positive experiences for players, coaches, and parents, with the goal of preserving and promoting the values of the game. On the football field, kids can continue to grow through teamwork and build trust as leaders. To learn more and to find a league near you, visit playfootball.com. The future of football is here. You in?
Amy Trask right here on the Rich Eisen Show. Susie Schuster with you as well. While Rich mahalos and takes a couple days off. And while he's gone, the kids are playing. We've got sprinkles on the Rich Eisen Show.
We got colored sprinkles. Yes.
Fantastic. We're about to have a serious ice cream party here on the Rich Eisen Show.
Wait, I'm not even... Hold my beer because we're not even close to done. These are like these like sparkly little star sprinkles.
So for those of you listening, I'm just saying that Amy Trask bought more toppings than she weighs. It's fantastic.
Chocolate sauce.
Oh my God.
All right. I like it.
That's why I didn't eat breakfast this morning, because I knew just something wild was going to happen today.
Caramel.
Also, listeners, Chris Brockman ate a pint of ice cream in
I helped
block.
Him. I helped him. Hold on. Also, when you're building a sundae, you need like a bedrock of
cookies.
Because you need a bedrock under your sundae. We got cookies.
I'm the snack mom tomorrow for Little League. I might just take this all home with us and recycle it tomorrow.
Really, absolutely.
We got chocolate sprinkles.
Fantastic.
And fantastic. Last thing. This is kind of weird. These are like these sparkly kind of sprinkly thingies that are...
And this is all
blue and gold for my Cal Bears.
So, listeners, these are all in home Tupperware containers. She didn't go out and buy this stuff. Like, this is stuff that's in the Trask family household.
And this is a sprinkle scoop.
Oh, look at you. You're cute.
Oh, also, one other thing. When I eat ice cream, I do it with a fork.
Why? That's sacrilege. What?
No, because then you don't have as much, like...
overflow?
You get more ice cream and you don't have as much, you know. And by the way, this is the recycled plastic.
Wow, that's impressive. When I eat ice cream, I eat it with a scooper because I'm like, why not just take it all in? So, listeners, that's what I'm just trying to say.
Are you going to scoop? Who's going to scoop?
I think I'm going to scoop.
Well, here, let me give you, if anybody wants the dairy-free.
I brought pistachio because it's a nut.
Just for I can do some play-by-play for the radio audience. So there are about, a half dozen... pints of ice cream on the desk, a half dozen mugs. You already broke one.
I did break. I broke the one that Chris...
And you broke the one that I got
that Chris
for his
gave
birthday.
Rich because he thinks that Rich is an egomaniac because his name and likeness are on a lot of mugs. You too can have a Rich Eisen Show mug, by the way.
I'm taking one. I am taking one.
By the way, the size of the logo, that's
you guys,
way too big.
If everybody's going to have some, you can either come over here or you can tell me the kind of sprinkles you want. You want colored, you want chocolate.
Oh, so you're going to make it.
So I'm going to scoop.
And then Amy has a small
table.
And
then you can tell me if you want dairy-free whipped cream, regular whipped cream, chocolate sauce, whether you want some cookies in them.
Again, for the radio audience, Amy has a small table next to her that has... 48 kinds of sprinkles.
and a sad glass with no mimosa in it.
Toppings.
Well, I had to make room for the ice cream, then I'll have the mimosa later.
Amy, is it embarrassing that Rich walks around wearing swag with himself on it? Is that like a bad look? You can be honest here.
I got to think that through, because you could look at it from another perspective, which is it's just a display of confidence.
This is the Rich Eisen Show.
It is. I thought it was my show.
By the way, I refer to it as the Susie Schuster Show, but I do don't
too.
Tell Rich.
But Amy, does the logo need to be like 5.5 inches? Can't we just have a meet
Chris
in the middle?
Chris gets so pissy every time a new swag item comes out. He's like, Rich has to make it too big.
He wants the logo gigantic.
And since Liz is here, Liz Wald, who runs the show.
He's sleeping. He won't.
And I was going to say, and since Rich is out cold because he drank a lot last night and is up late playing poker in Hawaii, I can see
Wait,
this.
Wait. Rich is in Hawaii?
Yeah, this is his yearly break. He goes with his poker guys. They pickleball.
I knew he was on break. I just didn't know it was in Hawaii.
He's in Hawaii. There he is. There's Mai Tai Rich right there. And by the way, he is nice. Mr. Mai Tai. Our daughter calls him Mr. Mai Tai. That said, because he's not watching right now, we can badmouth him and have fun with this. Thank you. I was just wiping it on my pants because I'm a mom and that's what I do. So we were saying, yeah, he's sleeping, so we can make fun of him. It is his show.
You know, he can watch it on delay.
On YouTube?
Well, we
mean on our YouTube channel?
He can watch
it. On Roku, by the way. Because it's great, by the way, in case you didn't know that. Roku just plays. We're just going to go all day.
We're going to loop this baby.
And just want you to know,
yeah.
In honor of having so much fun, I wore my Looney Tunes kicks.
Yeah, you did.
My Looney Tunes.
That's how you roll.
Yeah.
I appreciate that. Well, I did not because I don't have any.
On. Well done.
What do you have? What's your flavor, by the way? Before we get to Lamar, we're going to, you know what we're going to do? Because women do this. While I scoop, you're going to tell me what you want, and then I'm going to ask you about Lamar Jackson.
Okay, what are my choices?
Your choices are chocolate chip cookie dough, coffee, because it's the morning, mint chip pistachio, and oat milk s'mores.
I'm going to have some of the chocolate chip cookie dough and the oatmeal s'mores.
Okay, so watch me scoop and ask at the same time. Here we go.
Okay.
So Lamar Jackson, he tweeted out, 31 teams are going to be awfully disappointed that they didn't pay more attention to me. And by that's not verbatim. That's just my surmising, right? So what is happening? And you see, how come no one's jumping on this, Amy?
You know, a lot of people have asked me, is there collusion going on? And the answer is, we don't know. If all of these teams are coming to this decision not to talk to Lamar independently, then it's not collusion. If they are plotting and planning, that's an entirely different subject. Why teams are not lining up for Lamar Jackson is beyond. You didn't leave room for toppings.
No, you just put it on the side.
Oh my gosh!
You got to just decorate around this, and Susie, the oat milk is really fluffy.
Toppings amateur didn't have that on my bingo card.
I got to look. You can go through the list of all the teams that are quarterback needy. They should be camped out on Lamar's lawn trying to get Lamar.
And that's what I'm saying is like, I heard on another show this morning, I'll just say it on Dan's show, talking about Dan Snyder. Why doesn't he just sign him before he goes? I mean, is that even in the realm of reason?
Well, I don't know if Dan would do it or not. It would be a nice little parting gift for him to his fellow owners, assuming he sells, which I believe he will. You know, a lot has been made of the fact that in a guaranteed contract, you have to fund the contract. And you do. But what I don't believe that everybody understands is it's a present value funding. It's not a dollar for dollar funding. And
explain that.
Well, so the amount that you have to fund varies depending upon what interest rates are. The higher the interest rates are, the less cash you need to put into the fund. The lower the interest rates, the more cash. And it can be when the interest rates are low that it's a very, very significant percentage that you have to fund. But the funding is not 100% of the contract. So people who are saying, well, you know, owners don't want to do it because they don't want to have to fund, I don't think that's a real strong argument for not doing it.
TJ, what flavor do you want, bud?
I didn't hear all the flavors.
Let's go back. Radio audience, we are having an ice cream party here on the Rich Eisen Show.
It's the rocky road. We'll break it down this way. It's the rocky road.
I have coffee, oat milk s'mores. I have chocolate chip, pistachio.
S'mores.
And chocolate chip cookie dough.
The s'mores is the dairy-free one.
It's dairy-free. Are you cool with that?
Do you want chocolate chip cookies in it? Do you want chocolate sprinkles, colored sprinkles, whipped cream, chocolate sauce?
Wow. Let's do the color sprinkles with the whipped cream.
Did you say, I forgot what you said, s'mores or
s'mores.
Cookie dough? Just s'mores.
Just s'mores, yeah.
I have four flavors in my cup. Really?
Yeah, I'm just going to try the one.
Wow.
Why am I the only one eating?
Because I'm scooping. Because I'm scooping and asking questions over here.
Quick March Madness update. They're going to the half. Xavier down to Kennesaw State, the 14th seed.
I love it.
43-36. Second half action underway. USC, Michigan State, the Spartans up 5.
Wow.
On the Trojans.
How are you doing this
16
year?
16-minute break.
How are you doing this year, Chris? Are you suffering? Do you want some more, by the way?
I think I went 12-4. I went 12-4 yesterday.
Regular.
I think we're going to give an update on our bracket challenge. Thank you, by the way, to all of our listeners who joined our bracket challenge. Almost 1,000 of you.
That's awesome.
That is fantastic. Wow. Someone is in the lead at 15-1. Congratulations yesterday. I'm at 12-4, I think. I don't know where that stands, Hoskins. I don't know if you finished that. You want to pop that up right now? But, yeah. No?
He said no.
No. I just like how you, just said no. That was awesome. Hey, can you put that up?
That was no.
No. Anyway, we'll give an update later on next hour on how everyone on the show and your kids are doing in the bracket challenge. But I went 12-4. Obviously, I didn't have Princeton or Furman. Hey. But
when Haagen-Dazs sponsors the Rich Eisen show,
yeah.
I will come on and we'll do ice cream seating. We'll have a bracket with flavors.
That is a brilliant idea.
And then we could
seed,
do it.
Number one seed cookies and cream.
We could do cookies
I think
and
I may have done
dough.
The top five ice cream before, didn't
not
I?
A cookie dough guy.
Okay.
My number one seed is chocolate
guy.
Chip. Plain
and,
chocolate chip.
Then we could do a bracket for the toppings.
That's a great idea.
Sprinkles and... whipped cream and sauces.
What are you doing next Friday?
You know what I find funny about, you know, we did this bracket challenge with all the listeners and we expected a few people. And
I did not expect nearly 1,000.
We're close to 1,000.
Yeah.
I just randomly start going through yesterday. There are like at least 3 people that I saw that named their teams after me, which
nice.
I thought was kind of funny. Like one guy was TJ's Lost Twitter. Someone was like TJ's Master Key. I saw another one that was TJ's Shoe Game. So I was like,
you know
okay,
means,
this
TJ?
Is impressive. What's that?
Means
shout out.
You're a public figure, and the Sullivan Standard now applies to you.
Mm.
Oh, well, please, Amy, expound on the Sullivan Standard.
Also,
I am not
first,
aware of that.
Before you do that, what do you want, Jay Felly?
I'll take chocolate and whipped cream.
Yeah, you will. All right.
yeah, you will.
You want any toppings besides whipped cream?
I'm just saying.
So, now, Amy, what's the Sullivan Standard?
It is a standard that applies when you are deemed to be a public figure, such that when you sue someone for defamation, the standard to prove it is higher than if you're not a public figure. You have to prove malice or reckless disregard.
So I can sue somebody or someone can sue me?
No, if you're a public figure and you're suing someone for defamation, you have a harder task ahead of you.
You're the coolest person I know,
okay.
By the way. I'm just letting you know.
You want whipped cream?
Yeah, I'll take whipped cream.
Except
and
for
some Brett
sprinkles.
And Musburger.
Amy,
sprinkles, chocolate or colored or both?
Colored.
Very similar to what's going on with Brett Favre and Pat McAfee, correct?
Bingo.
Fascinating. Liz, text me what you want, by the way. Let's go to Lamar, because I do have to ask you a couple more Lamar questions,
okay.
Or else they won't let me back on the show. And even
there's
that, even
sprinkles
that,
all over
this
the
stuff.
Set now.
Yeah, I'm just getting
you
chocolate chips while I ask you.
We had a little accent with the sprinkles.
What do you expect's going to happen with Lamar?
Boy, I think, you know, I don't know. I obviously don't know. I hope that Baltimore finds a way to get the deal done with him. I think Baltimore would be silly not to. Again, and do what? You've got Lamar Jackson, and do what? If you choose to go on in a different direction, what are you going to do? And is it going to be as good or better? And that's going to be hard to equal. So I hope it's Baltimore. I hope they get things done.
My nephew Jack is FaceTiming me. Sorry, Jack, I'm busy.
Wait, the Jack Schuster, literally right now?
Yeah, FaceTiming me from Barcelona. Jack, hey, I love you, kid. I'm busy. I'm doing a show. I'm eating ice cream. So.
You know what? I'll FaceTime Jack right now.
I thought he was FaceTiming you to ask, right?
FaceTime him right now. He'll answer.
Jack talks to us, so we'll FaceTime him.
By the way, he will. And by the way, he is a sneaker guru. He has a sneaker company. Just, if I'm going to shill something, I'm going to shill my nephew, right? I mean, he's got a great... Do you know the name of it? It's like Shoe Kicks, right? It's on Instagram.
Oh, yeah.
I thought he was FaceTiming you to get some ice cream.
That's what I thought.
By the way, as well he should. This would be like a great opportunity, but no. I'm shilling the sneakers, and we're shilling ice cream here. So the other question is on Lamar, it's like the Ravens right now, like, aren't they in a situation where it's time to start planning? Again, this is a negotiation thing, right? It's a business, but at what point are we going to say, we have a season ahead of us, we need to know what we're doing here.
Well, that's a great
Make
point.
The deal.
And it is harder to negotiate with a player who doesn't have an agent, not because the player isn't competent or capable of representing himself. Players can do that. But you have to be very, very careful and judicious as an organization. You can talk a lot more sternly, toughly, sort of, you can have at it when you're talking with someone who's not your player. But with your player, you don't want to say anything in a discussion that's going to be hard to mend, assuming the relationship goes on. It's not that you're going to not speak honestly or make your substantive points. You just want to be a little bit careful about feelings.
One more question before break while I sit here eating ice cream here on The Rich Eisen Show. My question, Amy, for you is, when is this going to resolve? Like, just if you were a guessing woman, when is this resolving?
Well, here's a little news break about me. I'm not a real guessing person. I'll give you my best hunch. I don't know.
Yeah, it's a great question.
It is a great question.
I mean, I asked it, so I think it's a great question.
And, you know, again, if you're a team that is making a change at quarterback, you want that resolved as soon as possible so you can get ready and use the offseason. Now, look, Lamar is such a good quarterback. He can come in and he can get it done more quickly than many others. But if I'm a team that's signing a quarterback for a lot of money, I want him there for the offseason program.
We're going to do a what's more likely when we come back with Chris. Is that okay, cool with you?
As long as you guys make sure that at the break you tell me if I have sprinkles on my face or in my teeth.
No, we can't. No promises.
Hey, Ames, Jimmy me, will ya?
Yeah.
It's not Jimmy's. It's sprinkles.
Oh, who cares?
When we come back, we just tell Brockman, be quiet. It's Jimmy's. And answer the phone. 844-204-RICH. Now's your time. We're going to do what's more likely and take some calls. I love it.
Men, do you get distracted during the day thinking about your underarms sweating, itching, or emitting an odor? Do those thoughts keep you from showing care when it counts? New and improved Dove Men Plus Care Antiperspirant with 72-hour sweat and odor protection and 1-quarter moisturizing cream helps you forget about your underarms so you can be present for the moments that matter. Don't let underarm insecurities keep you at arm's distance from the ones you care about. Buy new and improved Dove Men Plus Care Antiperspirant wherever personal care products are sold. Monster.com can help you tackle the job hunt and make your next career move. In football and in life, there's the regular season and then there's the playoffs. Monster.com knows that scoring your next job, that's a playoff moment. To bring your A game, you need Monster.com. Looking to change positions and join a new team? Monster can help. Monster.com has millions of job openings and great coaching and career advice for a strong performance when it counts. Plus, when you upload your resume to Monster.com, you can be recruited by employers before they even post their jobs. Monster.com specializes in building the right teams for employers and knows how to match you with those job fits. When you score the position, Monster.com's salary calculator ensures you're paid what you're worth. The regular season is history, and we all know the playoffs are no time for messing around. It's time to get off the sidelines and go to Monster.com and win the job hunt. Monster.com.
Back on the Rich Eisen Show Radio Network, sitting at the Rich Eisen Show desk covered in ice cream. This is how it should be, furnished by Granger. Hey, Granger, thank you so much for providing this. And by the way, like, come by next time, Granger. I'll have ice cream on your desk for you. With supplies and solutions for every industry, Granger has the right product for you. Call clickgranger.com or just stop by. Those of you who missed it, Chris Brockman just rolled his eyes at me because I totally forgot.
That's not true. That's not true.
You just gave me the Hugh Grant eye roll. You just gave it to me.
I mean, Team Hugh Grant here.
Which, by the way, Xander says to me last night, you know, Mom, I think that Hugh Grant's going to get canceled. I said, honey, he's never getting canceled. Not in this house.
Uncancelable.
Not in this house. He's done enough to be canceled, and he's never getting canceled. But Chris Brockman just gave me a look, Amy, like, you moron. I totally forgot. It's his segment, so that's why I forgot
just
what it was.
Just because we literally just said it a few minutes ago.
What's more likely? That I have sprinkles all over my face, or that I have sprinkles all over the side. The next guest is going to be sitting in sprinkles.
I mean, Jing Xiao's in the back. He is the director of Chain Can Dunk, and he must think that we are so insane.
I need
so
to Jing get the
Xiao's coming up next in the next hour,
and I'm going to get the sprinkles out of the chair for you.
that would be nice. He, I went back to say hello. I watched the movie last night. It's on Disney Plus, which you can see here on Roku.
Me too. It's phenomenal.
It's so great.
It's so great.
So much fun, and he. He looked at me a little crazily with the ice cream situation. I was like, "Ah, just roll with it. It's the Rich Eisen Show. We can do whatever we want. I can't get fired, so there you go." 844-204-RICH is the number to call, and Chris has little to do besides eat ice cream and roll his eyes at me. So.
Well, whoever's calling right now, I can't answer because we're doing what's more likely. Unless, Jay, you want to answer
Let's
the phone
do
right
it. Let's do it. What's more likely? Hit Let's it. Go.
What's more likely?
Never say never, but never.
Okay, Amy, here we go. Do you remember how to play? We did this 2 weeks ago when you were here.
Vaguely.
I'm going to give you basically an either or. You tell me which is more likely to take place. Simple enough?
Well, yeah, but can I add like none of the above?
Absolutely not. You have
to- Can I add all of the above? Okay, all right. Negative. Here's a little secret about me. I don't play by the rules, but go ahead.
You have to choose. Like I told Morgan Freeman, life is about making decisions.
By the way, did he just say that?
Yeah.
I did.
He did that.
Did Morgan Freeman play this game with you?
Yes.
Okay, if Morgan Freeman played this game, I'm going to play this game. God, okay.
Please. All right, here we go. What's more likely, the free agent quarterback to have a better 2023 season, Jimmy Garoppolo or Baker Mayfield?
Oh, you're putting me in a tough spot.
You're in the hot seat.
I am in the hot seat, having nothing to do with the teams for which they play, having nothing to do with my love for Raider fans, which I forever, forever, ever will have. I think Baker has more upside.
Better season?
Look, it's so much more than just a quarterback. You can't answer better season based on the quarterback. That's based on the team. So the Raiders may have the better season, and I hope for my besties, Raider fans, they do, but I think Baker Mayfield has a lot of upside.
Wait, don't you love the fact that he was asking you a question and his mouth was full at the same time?
I do actually kind of like that, because so is mine.
But the quarterback has the most impact on whether the season goes well or not.
I would argue maybe that the pass protection does. Games right. are won and lost at the line of scrimmage, baby.
We can take this offline, if the okay. kids say. All right, how about this one?
I might have to agree with the former
CEO. All
right,
CEO, fine. Brockman, all right, fine.
Yeah.
Fine. Eat your ice cream.
Back down, Brockman. Back down.
Eat your ice cream. All right, backup quarterback to start more games this year. Gardner Minshew just went to Indianapolis. Or Sam Darnold in San Francisco.
Ooh.
That's a good one.
To start more games.
Yeah, that's interesting. And of course it's interesting. Why else would you have asked me? Of course it's a great question. Why else would you have asked me? Of course it's thought-provoking. Why would you have asked me? Because, of course, Darnold goes into a place where both quarterbacks on the roster are coming back off of injuries. And Minshew's going somewhere where they really haven't solved that quarterback situation. So I'm going to, for the moment, say Minshew, because I'm going to hope that one or both of the Niner quarterbacks are back and strong.
Minshew mania.
Excuse me. Can we have a moment of silence? I actually answered the question.
By the way, well done.
I answered the question.
That was nice.
Thoughtful, salient points. Well done. How about
Chris,
this?
Chris just wants Minshew because he likes the look. I think it's all about the look for you with Minshew,
He's got a lot going on.
He's got a lot.
got a lot to like.
He's got the front, the back.
He looks like he should be on like 1923 or something.
By the way, great casting. Let's call it in.
Here we go. How about this one, Amy? These teams have been in the news, perhaps you've heard. More likely to make the playoffs this year, Jets or Broncos?
Ooh. You know what? I'm going to say Broncos for two reasons. And the fact is it may well be the Jets, but I think so highly of Sean Payton, and I'm thrilled he's back in the league, and I really wanted him to be in Denver, and the reason is this. I want Russell Wilson to succeed. We saw what Russell could do in Seattle. He was just tremendous. He carried that Seattle team on his back a lot of years. There were years in Seattle he was the team's leading rusher, let alone a quarterback. And I would love to see Russell Wilson have a comeback. And yes, Raider fans, I'm obviously hoping the Raiders win the division. But putting that aside for a moment, I think the world of Sean Payton, I'll go Broncos.
Amy, well done. You're really starting to pick up how we play this game. All right, here we go. Last football one, and then I have a couple of more fun ones. They just made a huge trade last Friday for the first overall pick. More likely to have more wins this coming season, Bears or Panthers?
Ooh.
More wins.
I will say Panthers for only one reason. Oh. Look at the division. You know, you're playing two games against your divisional opponents. And I think that the Panthers division is absolutely up for grabs. So I'm going to go Panthers.
Nope. I expected Radio that answer audience. To go longer.
He's eating.
And I had a big mouthful.
I'm having the feeling that Brock has never played this game with someone who went to law school before, no. who wants to hedge everything
no,
they say.
No, usually it's Rich.
He only plays it with Rich. So. Yeah.
No law school.
I'm just laughing at your mouth, just like working so hard to get that ice cream.
All right, Jay Felly, more fun music, please. All right, here we go. These are just kind of apropos of nothing. Which is the most likely thing that you would like to see happen? A law to make daylight saving time permanent, or a day off the Monday after the Super Bowl?
Oh, the daylight savings
time. No doubt.
Oh, no doubt. The daylight savings time. And I want to find a way, someone figure this out, because I'd like to do this without having to go to the Arctic Circle or wherever I might have to go. I like it when it stays dark later, but I'm a get up by 5 in the morning, so I can't stand when it's dark in the morning. I want it light on both ends.
I would
get on
appreciate
that.
That.
Get
would,
on that, would you?
I can't stand when it gets dark earlier. It
I can't. I don't like
insane.
It getting dark early, but I don't like, you know, I'm getting out of bed 4:45 in the morning. It's pitch black.
Every single day that hour?
I think I have sprinkles all over my face.
Do you really get up at 5 every day?
I love getting up in the morning. Yeah, I do.
You're crazy.
She doesn't have kids at home.
I mean, honest to God, at 5 in the morning, I mean, shoot me. I'm a 6 a.m. riser. But
me too.
Okay, that's only an hour difference.
It's every bit of 60 minutes. It's every moment of it. All right, Chris, what else do you have?
All right, what's more likely to make you the happiest if you won? Your March Madness office pool or some Super Bowl squares?
I'll say the March Madness office thing because it's going to be disclosed on television, and there could be a lot of embarrassment going along when my pool is when my brackets are disclosed.
Because your picks are that bad.
I went with heart and not head.
Who did you? Who do you have winning it? What's your final four?
I don't even remember. I really don't. But like the way I picked him was, oh, you know, my godson is about to start college at Creighton. I'm just going to pick Creighton for my godson.
Oh, there you
now
go.
I know it's a good school, but I would have picked it even if it was. Oh, my niece went to Indiana. I'm going to pick Indiana. I went heart, not head. Picked Hawaii just because who doesn't love Hawaii?
Right. Rich does.
Right.
A lot.
Yeah, just go to his Instagram.
You do this show live from Hawaii sometimes.
By the way, when we do our show, we should take it on the road.
To Hawaii.
Yeah. Sponsored by Haagen-Dazs. Hate audience. I take the grandeur desk with me. I think this is the deal. I mean, I think I see this
Maui,
coming.
Oahu?
All of them? Yes.
Oh, island to island to island.
Island hop, baby. I mean, we can have Brent call in for a segment or two, get that sponsored.
All right, we'll get one more.
All right, last one. Today is St. Patrick's Day, breaking news. More likely the better drinking holiday, St. Patrick's Day or Cinco de Mayo?
Oh, Cinco de Mayo. Not even close for me. Cinco de Mayo.
Terrible question. Of course Cinco de Mayo.
What do you mean?
I hate beer.
I love beer. Oh.
Hate beer? You do? I you know, I heard Rich talking about tequila.
Well, you like tequila. Yeah.
Yeah. Rich was talking to somebody about tequila. Who was it? It was a player. Was it a Kelsey? Oh,
it was Kittle.
It was Kittle.
Yeah.
George Kittle.
Yeah.
And he was telling him that It's a day ender for him. It's a good night rich with tequila.
No one in the wrestling business has experienced the trials and tribulations, along with redemptions and longevity, quite like Jeff Jarrett. Come along for the ride on the My World with Jeff Jarrett podcast.
They didn't really brand belts in the heyday of boxing. You know, Muhammad Ali, Sugar Ray Leonard. I mean, they had them, but along comes sports entertainment, professional wrestling, and now it is truly a part of pop culture. They've just branded what it looks like to be a champion.
My World with Jeff Jarrett, wherever you listen.